Kirbosi hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Ches as we close out the 15th parak of the Masechta. We are here at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Mishnah again keeping along the theme of being Neman, we're allowing, we're believing a woman or an Eid Echod in terms of people passing away, the husbands, etc. So the same theme. Basically, we have a bunch of quick hitting Mishnahs over here until the end. Of the parak. So, Achaz Omeris Meis, Achaz Omeris Lo Meis. Here says the Mishnah that if you have two wives, if you go to Rashi, two wives who are co-wives, they come from, you know, from the other, you know, from a trip, one of them says that the husband died, and one of them says the husband did not die. So, Zushu Omeris Meis Tinase, Vititot Ksubasa, Zushu Omeris Lo Meis, Lo Tinase, Velotito Ksubasa. The woman who says the husband died, she gets to remarry, she gets her ksuba. The woman who said the husband didn't die, right? So she does not. We'll have to analyze exactly what's going on over here, obviously. But at first glance, it seems like we believe the woman that the husband died, but the other woman, Shavya Naf, Sheikhatichat Isura, has made it usher for herself to get remarried. Okay, fine. Achaz Omeris Meis, Achaz Omeris Nereg. Let's say they don't contradict themselves, each other. In terms of if he's dead, but they contradict each other in terms of how he died, right? Either he died or he was killed, so they're fascinatingly enough. Since that's a contradiction, they are contradicting each other's testimony, therefore they cannot get remarried. You'll tell me, what about happened to the first case? What about the first case where they literally contradicted each other, whether he was alive or not? So that will, Gemara will ask that in a second. Since he said, they say, no, what do you mean? Since they both agree that he's dead, who cares how he died? They can get remarried. Let's say you have one versus one, or Isha Omeris Meis, Isha Omeris Lomeis, or if you have one woman who said he died and one who didn't die, so then it says, then she cannot get remarried. Right, you have two Edom here that are contradicting each other, and since, as Rashi points out over here, holu bas shnia kodem shidru al pi rishona. Right, again, if you only would have had that first woman or the first aid that said he died, we would have allowed her to get remarried. But then, before we, the Beis Din paskins that she can get remarried, another aid comes. So then we will put the brakes on that, and we will not allow her to get remarried. Okay, vait. Now the Gemara immediately points out. By the time of the Amr Lomeis, right, again, if you have, the first case was, the woman said that her husband died, the other co-wife said he didn't die, so then she's, the second one is not allowed to get married, remarried. So, ha'yishtika, but if she didn't say anything, so then tinase, maybe the second woman would be allowed to get married. Aye, but one problem, ha'in tzar me'id l'chavita, but didn't we say, right, again, the last Mishnah, or one of the last Mishnahs that we learned, is that the a woman is not believed for her co-wife. So if one woman says he died and the other woman doesn't say anything, right, if, are you really telling me that the second wife can get remarried? We don't believe one wife on a for a co-wife. So why would we allow the second wife to get remarried? So Gemara says, you're right. Lo meis yitzrichalei. Really, we're trying to teach me that if she says lo meis, right, that the first wife is allowed to get remarried. Reading the Enechanami, that both if she was quiet or if she said my husband did not die, she is not allowed to get remarried. But the chiddush is that if she says that he did not die, that the first woman is allowed to get remarried. Because you might have thought to say, ha mais, that really the guy is dead, and the fact that the tzar has said he didn't die, and she's trying to mess up the other wife. And she's trying to go down with the ship. That even in the case where she says that he's not dead, right, we will not allow her to get remarried. Sorry, the chiddush is not that the first woman is allowed to get remarried in that case. No, she's allowed to get remarried regardless. The chiddush is that when the second wife says he didn't die, we don't assume that really he's dead and she's just trying to mess over the other co-wife. We will say that no, she's and i.e. if the guy's dead, then she can get remarried. Right, so like a mashmalan. So therefore, we're trying to teach me that no, if that the husband didn't die, then she's not allowed to get remarried. Okay, middle case. Achaz Omeris Meis. One of them said he died, one of them said he was killed. So Rabbi Meir, right, says since they contradict each other, right, they can't get remarried. Philiflug remarried Beresha, right? Where was Rabbi Meir a minute ago? Right? In the Resha, when they literally contradicted themselves, one of them said he was dead, one of them said he wasn't alive. Well, he was not dead. So Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Machlokas Shinoya, and Echanami. That Rabbi Meir argues on both of them. Then Echanami, right? That's it's a Machlokas in both cases. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and really the first the Tanakhama, right, is reviewed in Rabbi Shimon, as we had in the Sefer, right, as they argued in the Sefer. Rabbi Yochanan says no. If you look at Rabbi Meir, you can even say that Rabbi Meir agrees that in the first case that the first wife is allowed to get remarried and the second wife is not, even though they contradicted themselves as to whether the husband's alive or not, because Gabaha, Rabbi Meir Moda, the Kol Lo Meis Beidas Isha Lava Chashahi. Fascinating that one woman says the husband died, one woman says they didn't die. That's not contradictory edus, because we believe, Chazal believe the first woman to say that her husband died, and we don't believe the second woman. Right? Again, we gave the first woman status, when she says my husband died because of agunas, we gave her a status of kibay trei, as if she's two witnesses, and that is totally believed. So therefore, the one woman comes and says my husband didn't die, so we don't believe that at all. That's not considered to be a contradiction. But if they both come and contradict each other in terms of how he died, so then Rabbi Meir would argue that that is a contradiction. Aye, Tanam, did we learn the Mishnah? Eid Echot, Eid Omer Meis, Eid Omer Lomeis, Isha Meres Meis, Visha Meres Lomeis, Rezulutin. I'll say, what about the last part of the Mishnah? Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar. This all works according to Rabbi Elazar because it's Stamach Rabbi Meir. But you can assume that's the Stam Mishnah. Right? That's the Rabbi Meir Shita. Right? This is definitely not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon's Shita, right? Because that they what's it called? They're masking me. They that's the first case. They agree with the first case that she is allowed to get remarried. But Elul Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan, that's a problem, because what Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Meir is maskim. Right? The way he understood, meaning we originally, the first way to understand was that Rabbi Meir argues in Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So the last part of the Mishnah, which disagrees with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda on the Tanakhama, so you could say that's Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Rabbi Meir would agree with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakhama, right? So what do you do with the last part of the Mishnah? Who is that? So that's Kasha. So the Gemara says Enechanami. That's Kasha. I'm not sure why it says twice. I guess it's difficult in Enechanami. It's difficult. Enechanami, it seems to, right, seems to imply that the way we understand this is Rabbi Elazar, right, who says that the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda would argue in both cases. Okay, fine. Beseder. New Mishnah. Ha'isha shalcha hiu b'aylam din sayam. Right, woman takes a trip with her husband. Above Amra, she comes and she says, "Meiz Bali, right? Her husband died. So Tzinase, right? Tito Ksuba, so right? She's allowed to get remarried. She gets her Ksuba, but Tzarasa Asura, and her co-wife is not allowed, right? Again, this is stuff that's already halachas we saw. Hi, is a Bas Yisrael, the Kohen. Let's say she was a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen. Tocha Bajuma, Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says that she is still allowed to eat Truma. Meaning the co-wife. Meaning we disregard. Meaning we're not gonna listen to the first wife in terms of the second wife. Meaning we don't believe her at all. Meaning we don't believe the first wife got the second wife at all. However, she can still eat truma. Meaning we're gonna assume that he's still alive. Since again across the board, since we're not gonna believe her, we're gonna disregard her edus. Right, in terms of allowing the co-wife to remarry, we're also going to disregard her Azus in terms of the co-wife and allow her, meaning to the point where she's no longer allowed to eat truma. Meaning if the co-wife was a Yisrael and the husband was a Kohen, we're going to still have the status, she's going to still have the status of being married to a Kohen. Rabbi Kiva says, Ezu derech motziyaso, they changed that, right? Motziyaso midei averas. She says, no, that's not a good way to avoid averas. We have to make sure to avoid averas. So what do you do? You go luchumra in both ways. She's not allowed to remarry, but she's also not allowed to eat chuma, because maybe the husband is in fact dead, and the only reason she's allowed to eat chuma is if he would still be alive, right? She would be married to a kohen. Amra meis ba'ali v'achakach meis chami. If she says my husband and my father-in-law died, so tinasi v'titok subasa chamos asura. Right, again, same case that, but just with the mother-in-law instead of a co-wife. Right, she's allowed to get remarried and take her to ksuba, but the mother-in-law is not. Ha'isa b'asishol ha'koin. Let's say the mother-in-law was a b'asishol married to a coin. So toko b'chuma de rebbe tarfon. Rabbi Kiva omer ainzu derech mitzelasa v'midei avera. Right, chetei asura li nasi v'asura malachu b'chuma. Right, same case as we had before. Same machlok as Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara immediately says utzricha. Right, we need both cases. Right, both the case of the co-wife and both the case of the mother-in-law. If you would have had the first case where you have two co-wives, but how come Rabbi Tarfon? Maybe this is why Rabbi Tarfon would say that we can still allow her to eat truma, mishum the tzara de gufa. Because again, what are we talking about? We're talking about a co-wife where the tzara, the pain that the co-wife causes this woman who's giving, this wife who's giving testimony, right? There is tzara de gufa. She is personally, physically, right, being impacted by this woman, as Rashi says, right? Tashmash monas lamidala, right? Again, when the husband is with the second wife, he's not with the first wife. So she is personally, physically impacted by the co-wife. So she has more to gain by messing her over. So maybe in that case, we're not going to believe her at all, and therefore we'll treat it as if the co-wife is still married. Aval chamosa, but the mother-in-law, the tzara mili, the alma, but again, the mother-in-law, what does the mother-in-law bother you? Bothers you, but outside things, not actual physical pain. I say, ema modulei the Rabbi Kiva, maybe to agree with Rabbi Kiva, and we would not allow her to eat shuma. If you eat my baha, and if you tell me that it's true baha, if it was true by the second case, by the mother-in-law, but how come Rabbi Kiva? Maybe that's where Rabbi Kiva would say that she's not allowed to eat shema. And you have to be machmir. Ela b'ach, ema modela Rabbi Tarfon. But maybe in the first case, where there's actually tzara d'gufa, maybe he'd agree with Rabbi Tarfon, and therefore, tzricha, therefore we need both cases. I'm Rabbi Mashmul, Allah, Rabbi Tarfon, Allah is like Rabbi Tarfon. I'm Rabbi, Abai says, I'll prove it to you. We have a braisa that says, Nitan li ben b'medina sayam. If the woman says, a son was born to me overseas, and meis b'ni, v'achkach meis b'ali, and then my son died, and then my husband died, very sad, then ne'emanes, she's believed. But if b'ali, v'achkach b'ni, but if you say she's believed, if she says that my husband died, and then my son died, say, ne'emanes, then she's not believed, v'choshen l'dvara, v'cholot says, v'lom z'ababes. But we are concerned that maybe she's telling the truth, and therefore we do chalitza. The dvarah he dechoshen, ha'devitzara he dechoshen. But that's only for her, but not for her co-wife. So therefore, shmamina, we see that we're not going to believe her for the co-wife. Right? So that's shmamina. We're not going to be choshesh b'chol, right? And therefore, the co-wife is still allowed to stay married and to eat truma. Well, quote unquote, stay married and eat truma from the husband. Okay, new mission again. Kiddush achas mi chamesh nashim, person marries one out of five women, but in a day, Zukidish, right? Drunken stupor, or whatever it was, doesn't know which woman he married. Kalakas omeres osi kidish. So, and everyone says, I was the one who got married to him, right? Again, what's in it for them? Well, they were trying to get ksuba. So, nosen gelo kalakas vagas, umenir ksuba b'neim umistalik. They were Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, everyone gets a get, I mean, Sofik, and he leaves the ksuba in the middle and let them fight over it. I mean, he gives it to Beis Din, let them come and prove that they were the wife. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein zu derech motzi midei avera." Says, "No, that's not the best way to do it. Right? That's not the best way to refrain. Ad sheyiten get a ksuba lecholachas ve'achas." He has to give a get and a ksuba to everybody. Everybody's got to pay everybody. Gazal echem mechamisha ve'ein midei avezo gezel. Let's say similarly, if someone stole something from one out of five people, he's not sure who he stole it from. Kolachet omer osi gazel. Obviously, everybody claims to be the one who owned the item. Maniach gzeilu b'neim mistalek to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, put it in the middle, you guys figure it out. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, similarly, Ein zu derech motzi yidei avera, elisha, kolach avecha. Rabbi Kiva says, you pay everybody. Okay, so Gemara says, just implies that the first case where he married one out of five women, kiddush katani ba'al lo katani. There's another possibility here. The case is where they got engaged, right? The kiddushin, but not ba'al, not if he had bia with them. Right, and also in the second case, gezel katani lakach lo katani. In the second case, right, it's only if he stole, but not if he bought from someone else. So Gemara says, "Mani mas nisan." Who is this mishnah like? Lo tanakama v'lo rishim ben alazar. It's neither the following tanaim quoted in the following brisa. The tanaim, because we learned their brisa, rishim ben alazar omer lo nechko rabbi tarfon rabbi akiva al shekidesh achas mechamish nashim. Right, avenu de ezekidesh meniach suba benem umistalek. The machlokas is not when he was Mekadesh, according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon is not when he was Mekadesh, one of these five women, and because everybody agrees that he leaves the Ksuba in the middle and they figure it out on their own. Amal Nechlu, the Machlokas is Al Shabbal, right, when he had Bia with them, right, he degraded them, he was embarrassed, he embarrassed them, he did something physical, he did a Maisa that's not, that really impacted them. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Maniach Ksuba Benim Mustalek, Rabbi Kiva Omer Avshe Yishalim Kalachas Ve'achas. Right, that the machlokas—that's where you have the machlokas. Lo nechku Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva al shalakach, and the machlokas, he says similarly, the machlokas is not if he bought something, right? Shalakach mekach mechamisha b'nei adam eno diem ezem lakach. That if he bought something from one of the five people, what's the case? That because both in both scenarios, Nara. In according to both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, that if you bought something from one of five people, you just leave it there and they figure it out. So lo nechlu el shegazal mechamisha. The only case machlokas is where there was a theft. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yishur ben Elazar, the machlokas is by Baal and Gazal, where he had bia with them and where he stole from them. Right? Again, our Mishnah is a case where he was mekadesh and he stole. But in the Tanakama, Rabbi Yishur ben Elazar, Rabbi Kiddush v'lakach lo pligi. According to, again, if Rabbi Yishur ben Elazar says the machlokas is not by kiddushin and lakicha and by a purchase, b'chal Tanakama sovar pligi. That implies that the Tanakama holds that they do argue by kedesh and lakach. Right? Our Mishnah is neither of those. Our Mishnah is kedesh and kedesh and gazal. Right? Rabbi Shimon Elazar says you split it that the machlokas is baal v'lakach. Sorry, baal v'gazal. And Rabbi and Tanakama holds the machlokas is by kedesh and lakach. Right, so that's neither of them are like our Mishnah. It's good money. So the problem is, who is it like? Itanakama listening kiddush v'lakach. We Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar listening baal v'gazal. So the Gemara says, lo lam really Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's really Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What does it mean? My kiddush. What does it mean when the Mishnah said that you did kiddushin kiddush b'bia, that the kiddushin was through bia? So therefore, it's baal and gazal. So that works out. It lines up like Shimon ben Elazar. And therefore, Tana Kiddush L'Dicha Kochot Rabbi Kiva, and we talked about a case where they did Kiddushin through Bia to teach you the strength of Rabbi Kiva's Shita. The Alpha Gav Yisur the Rabbanan Ava, that even though right we're not supposed to do Kiddushin with Bia, it's only Din the Rabbanan, right? Even though he did that Din the Rabbanan, that's an only Yisur the Rabbanan, still Kanis, still we're gonna fine him and we're gonna make him pay right to each of the five women. And Tana Gazal, and it also taught me the second case of theft, the Dicha Kochot Rabbi Tarfon, teach you how strong Rabbi Tarfon's shita is, the Afakav the Yisur Daraisa of Id Lokonis. That even if though he violated Nisa Daraisa, right, we're still not gonna fine him and make him pay right every single person. Okay, last Mishnah in the Perek. Aisha Shahokha Hil Baila Mandiyas Ayam, right, Ubina Imahim. Right, a woman goes on a vacation with her son, with her husband, right, they have a son, right? Again, so the default is that she's not going to have to do yibum, right? Because she has a son. That's the status she left with. Ubas ve'amar, she comes and says, terrible, meis bali v'achakach meis b'ni. My husband died, then my son died. So there, in that case, she's believed, right? Because that's the same status, right? She does not have to do yibum because her husband died and she had a son, right? So the same status quo, the same chazaka, right, is implied. Therefore, we're going to believe her. Meis b'ni v'achakach meis b'ali. But if she says, my son died, and then my husband dies, meaning that she does not need Yibam, that she does fall to Yibam, right? So then, ein u'nemenes. And then we're not going to believe her, because that's changing her chazaka. But we're nervous that maybe it's true, therefore she'll do chalitza, right? Just in case that it was actually true. And nitan li ben b'medina sayam. If she says that a son was born to me, right, when in right, overseas, meaning she left with her husband, she had no son, therefore she would have fallen to Yibum. Then she said, my son was born, right, overseas. And then she says, my son died and then my husband died, meaning then she shaykh to fall for Yibum. And that's the same as the chazaka she had when she left. So therefore, she is believed. But then she says, my son was born overseas, my husband died, and then I didn't fall for Yibum. And then my son died, meaning, and therefore she shouldn't fall for Yibum. We're also going to believe her. We're not going to believe her, but we're also going to be choshesh and do chalitza just in case. Because again, the chazaka was that she was shaykh for Yibum when she left. Now she's saying she's not. So we're going to do chalitza just to make sure. Maybe, again, now she doesn't say that her son was born, but that her husband's brother was born overseas. And then she says, my husband died, and then his brother died. Or the reverse. Na'amenes, she believed, because before she left, she had no brother. The husband had no brother, and there was no Yibum situation. And now there is no Yibum situation. Let's say all three of them took a trip. That her husband and her husband's brother, meaning her Yavam, and Amra, and then she says, again, the chazaka, the status is that she would have to do fall for Yibum if her husband died. And then she says her husband died, and then her Yavama died, or Yavam died, or Yavmi Vachkech Meis Bali, or she said the Yavam died, and then the husband dies, and then Ina Menes. And then she's not believed. She Ina Nisha Ina Menes, Lomar Meis Yavami, she Tinase. Right? She's not going to be believed to say that my Yavam died, so that she should marry anybody else. She's also not believed to say that her sister died, she becomes the Beso, that she should be able to marry, right, her husband. A person is not believed to say that my husband died, she Yavim Ishto, that he should go and be married and do Yibam on his wife. A person is also not believed to say that his wife died, that he can go and marry his wife's sister. That's his sister, Ochos Isha. Right? No, those cases are not believed. Now, boy mini Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman the following shayla: Get the ishto b'makom yovam mahu. Right? What if a person gives a get to in the case where there might be yibam? Meaning he kind of like leaves a get. He doesn't want her to fall to yibam. Right? Meaning he says he's going to pass away. Right? He said writes a get. Right? So again, he's mizaka. The mechanism, halachic mechanism here is Zachem Adam Shalalafanov, if you look at Rashi, again, the line of Mezaket, right? If you look at Rashi, just to clarify, She'asa Shliach LaKabbalah Vizikala, Ayide Shliach Shetezkarish Me'achshav. Meaning, what's going on? The husband's dying, he sees his wife's going to fall to Yibum. He has to give the get to his wife, but his wife's not there. So he's Mezaket her, the get, to a third party, meaning that somebody's standing there in the husband's room, let's say a nurse or whatever it is, I don't know, some sort of Jew, maybe he's, I don't know. Anyway, so the husband gives the get to that Jew, right, to acquire it for her. That's the concept of Zachen La'adam Shalabafanav. You can give a gift to someone even though they're not there, because we assume it's a schus for him. Again, that's already a lot of lumdas, not for here. But basically, is the Gemara's going to die? Is it a schus? Right? We don't say that the chovin la'adam Shalabafanav, or that will be mechayiv someone if they're not there. That doesn't work. But you can be mezaka adam. You can be zochet for someone else, right? If you see a lost object, you pick it up and you say, "I'm acquiring this from my brother." So then the item belongs to your brother, because zochen la'adam Shalabafanav. So now this is what the guy's doing. The guy is going to pass away. He gives the get to someone else. Right? So what's the deal? So is it a zechus or a zechova? Kevin disagulei zechus hula. Maybe since she hates the brother-in-law, right, the Yavam, so that's the schus, v'zachan l'adam shalafanav, and that works. O Dilma, or maybe, kevin dizin in derach malay, chovula. But maybe, no, maybe she likes the brother-in-law, she's okay with the brother-in-law, and therefore it's a chov, it's bad for her to get a get, because now she's no longer able to marry the brother-in-law, because it's, that doesn't work, you can't marry. Meaning the only as we learn the whole Masechta, right? The only way you can marry a brother's wife is through Yibam. You can't do it once they're divorced or whatever. And therefore it doesn't work. Meaning that you can't be a chov in la'adam. You can't give a chov to someone if they're not there. So Amrle Tanina. So who was it? Rav Nachman. Yeah, Rav Nachman said back to Rava, it's a Mishnah. What's the case? And when she says that she died. Right, all these cases right over here, whether the husband died or the oven died, still were choshesh. V'cholatz is v'lovim siyav emes. Again, we're concerned, right, that maybe that they would lie, meaning so that they shouldn't marry the yavam. So we're going to do chalitza. Meaning we're choshesh both ways. Meaning when that again, we're going to be nervous. Meaning this is going to be the same case over here. Meaning that it's going to, since we're not sure, right, which whether she's going to lie or not, whether she wants to marry the yavam or not. So over here, we're not sure. Also, it will be choletzes v'lomis yavemes. We're choshishin, right, and so therefore they'll do chalitza, but not yavam. Amar lei Ravina l'Rava, Ravina said to Rava, Hamzaka get l'ishto b'makom k'totem ha'u. Let's say they're fighting, right, the husband and the wife, and then he gives a get, right, to some other guy. So given this, like k'totem behed yizchosula, since they're fighting, maybe it's chos, and therefore zachon l'adam l'sholom b'fanav, and it works. Or maybe that nicha b'gufa adiflei, that she'd rather that nicha b'gufa, it means it's better for her body, means she's better for her personally, not body, it's better, gufa means body, but it means it's better for her personally to stay married, and therefore it's a chov for her to get divorced. So the Shema, I'll bring you a proof, and basically the Gemara is going to say in different ways that a woman would prefer to be married than to be divorced, right? It's going to say in many different ways, and therefore it's a chov, and therefore that wouldn't, we don't allow that to work out. So basically, again, Namar Ishlagish, Tav L'Metav Tan Du, L'Metav Aramalo, it's better to live with two people than to be alone. Right? A woman wants to stay married. Abaye Omar, Dishum Shimana Gavra, Kursa Becharta Ramula, right? Then if the husband is short, like an ant, so the woman still gets a chair to sit at a table, meaning she's gets to be in the married woman, right, party at shul or whatever it is, still gets a seat at the table, etc. Rapapa Amar Denafta Gavra Tikri Besefe Bava Vatesev, right? Even if a husband is literally means combing wool, but meaning is very, very, very simple parnasa, so still, right, she will still call and they will sit together, meaning that they still, she still is happy to be married to him. Ravashi Amar Dekulsa Gavra Lo Boi Tal Pache Dekidra, right? If a woman, if the guy is a Kulsa Gavra, the guy has a lousy yichus, still, right, she won't even, literally means ask for lentils for the pot, but still she'll be happy to marry, stay with him, and right? She's not going to demand food from him, right? She's still going to be happy to marry to him. So either way, we see that the woman would rather stay married than not. And finally, Tana v'chula mezanos v'tolos v'ba'alein, and perhaps just ends off on an oddly pessimistic note, that all these women will stay married to their lousy husbands and just sleep around, and kind of any children that pop up will just they'll say, oh, it's from my husband. Very, almost like out of left field here, but it seems to be like all nice, warm, and fuzzy. Women would rather stay married and all. Oh, by the way, okay, they would rather stay married in order so that they can sleep around and kind of describe the children to the husbands. Okay, Seder. Hajjan Allah, Aisha Shalom, and Mr. Shem will start the final paragraph of Maseches Yevamos tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.